it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you at Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel. We had Brandon Vogel in the green room, and we had him up on the screen here on the Hail Varsity YouTube channel. Tucci, gang. So Chris is just calling Vogue's Mr. Tucci, as in the Stanley Tucci. Should we try the phone?
Maybe give him one more chance here. Have we gotten any communication with Vogel? No. I think the worst case scenario here, if we can get him on stream with no video.
You just don't want to put that picture back up.
That's exactly what I don't want to do. The picture of him from Bo's house was the rumor, I believe?
I don't know. Vogues, there's a picture we use for you. And it's you on a couch, and you've got an incredible that's the picture, and you've got a wonderful smile. I love the couch. You have the black shirt blazer from Gary Michaels on, and you have a great grin. But that's the picture we use. We need the back or the inside cover of your biography with John Cook, Dream Like a Champion, or was that the picture? Is he not hearing us? Vogues, do you have us, sir? No, he doesn't. So why don't we do this? Why don't we text him and say, we'll call you in 2 seconds?
Well, if we shut off the camera, maybe he can't hear us still. Probably doesn't help. I was going to say, shutting off the camera tends to help with the bandwidth, if that's the issue here.
Yeah, he's frozen now, so he's going Han Solo with us.
We can hear him in the background.
Yeah, but that means he can't. Let's just move on and get a hold of him on the phone. That'd be wonderful. So Vogues will join us via the phone in a minute. We're going to be forced to put the picture up, I do believe. 489-1240, numbers to get in. 800-825-5865. But Brandon Vogel with Counter Reed going to join us momentarily. And with Vogues, he did his column today on Nebraska and the preseason top 25, which is wonderful for a lot of Nebraska fans. And is it going to be a different kind of preseason / summer of hype for Nebraska when we look at 2024 compared to 2019? We have him on the horn, Brandon Vogel, with us. Vogues, we weren't able...
Not yet.
You're calling. Okay. So I will introduce him again. This has been a freaking train wreck. Forgive me. So we'll see if he answers or not. So power ratings v. top 25 is something we can look at. We're going to try this again. Vogues, do you have us, sir? Okay. Let's just text him and call him, please. We'll do that. So we'll do Vogues. More news here when it comes to recruiting. We told you about David Sanders Jr., the five-star offensive tackle out of Charlotte. That's big. Nebraska, had another five-star in Michael Terry III, the athlete out of Texas. And he was in for the spring game. You look at that, and, of course, Dylan Raiola, your five-star and birthday boy today. So Nebraska's been able to pull some big fish. We now welcome Brandon Vogel in on the horn. Vogues, do you hear us now?
I got you.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, that's good. So
I thought Schmidty was going to go full Rob Childress postgame on.
Well, a little bit. I was getting a little pissed. That's okay. So let's talk about your column here with CounterRead, CounterRead.com. And I want your thoughts here with Nebraska getting some preseason hype, some rankings, Joel Klatt specifically, Tom Fornelli as well with CBS Sports. And you explored just where it was back in 2019 for Nebraska as one of those maybe trendy teams. And you look at this season, and let's talk about why it can be different, Bud. Why can it be different? Why can Nebraska maybe live up to some expectations this year opposed to the last time?
Yeah, that's kind of the fundamental question, right? And it's a little bit crazy, as I wrote in today's story on counterread.com, like using SP Plus preseason ratings, like that 2019 team that I think people remember, you know, was just kind of like, oh, Scott Frost year two, this is the chance, which you know, there were reasons to believe that. It was 39th in those rankings. Nebraska right now in 2024 SP Plus preseason is 39th. So based on that ranking system, you're starting from a similar spot. Why is this one different? I think there's a returning experience angle to that, particularly on defense and particularly with the height that the defense reached last year. You know, you can do the one-score losses piece of it, which you could do with that 2018 Nebraska team looking towards 2019 a little bit, but I don't think to this degree. I think the big piece of it, though, like the kind of the part that's tough to quantify, but the part that speaks the most to me is, if you ask Matt Rhule right now, he'll tell you, no, we're not the number 22 team in the country, which they're not. He said it recently. This is still a 5-7 team until you're not. I think there's a little bit of a different mindset this time around. And, you know, it's tough to quantify, like I said, but I think that's a potential difference maker.
Seems like they've been reminded time and time again publicly, and I'm sure privately, about beyond the record. I mean, just the emphasis, the push, the intensity of this spring camp. I mean, it was pretty torrid, pretty physical as spring camps go, and it's all about earning it, which is great. But that is so good to keep that, as Nick Saban calls it, rat poison away, because you can get caught up, can't you, in, well, everyone likes to be told how good they are or that it's going to be okay without actually having to show that it was okay.
Yeah, it's funny, since Lane Kiffin has co-opted it, to remember that. Oh, yeah, that was actually a Nick Saban quote that Lane Kiffin found funny and probably some truth in, and now uses it all the time. But I think that's kind of what I'm getting at. You know, Matt Rhule often mentions a Bill Walsh book, which is an odd book, but a good book, called Score Takes Care of Itself. And I think what you need to know from that is basically the title. And I do think Rhule, from what I've seen so far, does a really good job of kind of coaching to that, which is like, hey, you know, it's not about like we win this game or we lose this game. It's about everything. It's about what we do to get to the point where it's like, we don't have to worry. Like, you don't worry about winning and losing. You obviously want to win. It's like, but it's all about like every down, every practice, et cetera, et cetera. You hear a lot more of that from Nebraska staff than I think from multiple staffs prior to this.
It's Brandon Vogel with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. And Vogues, one of the things we talked about yesterday on this show was a Twitter DM I got in with some interesting stats. I wanted to bring them up to you in a roundabout way. Essentially, if you look at the five-year recruiting ranking composite out of high school from 24/7 Sports, Nebraska, all five of their wins last year came from teams that were outside the top 44 of that ranking. So 5-0 there, 0-7 against teams in the top 44. As you look at Nebraska's 2024 schedule, eight teams find themselves below that 44th ranking. Colorado's kind of a swing team based on if you factor in the transfers or not. But that's a long-winded way to ask you, is there more reason for optimism in your mind because of Nebraska and how they've seemingly improved through the offseason, especially at the quarterback position? Or is there more optimism for you based on Nebraska's opponents that they're facing in 2024 and the way their schedule shapes up for them, particularly those first seven?
Yeah, really good way to frame that, because those are two variables. Like, you know, we can all play the game, and it's a fun game to play, of like sit back and look at a team's schedule and say, oh, yeah, that's good, or that's going to be tough, or so on and so forth. And you know to a degree, but you never fully know. So it's a little bit dangerous in that regard. You know, quarterbacks even wilder in terms of probably starting a true freshman, but probably a very good true freshman. So what are you going to get? I think the schedule piece weighs a little bit heavier for me just because there's a little, you got a little more data on that. And, you know, you can look at Nebraska's schedule and say if they play to close to their ability each time out, it's pretty favorable, or at least it should be. So that's always going to be a big piece of these ratings. And, you know, okay, so they're five of the teams they beat hit this recruiting threshold last year. This year there are eight teams on schedule that do that. Eight wins feels like pretty doable. I mean, Joe Klatt put Nebraska at 22. You get to 8-4, you're going to be within striking distance of 22, if not in there, depending on who the wins come against. So, and their season win total to start was 7.5. So, I mean, it catches people's eye because of the history of Nebraska recently. But 22 did not seem wild, crazy, or out of the question at all.
Brandon Vogel's with us. CounterRead, CounterRead.com, at Brandon L. Vogel on Twitter. Vogues, we've got about 2 minutes here, and then we'll keep you for a couple minutes of overtime on the other side. So when we talk about schedule and Nebraska hype, how do you think that's going to translate with when it comes to the national media, and then how about the national networks? With the picking, the war room that's been ongoing here since Wednesday of networks picking their primetime games.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. UTEP also under a first-year head coach, you know, Nebraska's going to be – it'll be as big a favorite in that game as it is in any game this season. So get a win there. The Colorado-Nebraska game, I think just based on the history between the programs and also who happens to coach the Buffs, gets you a pretty good spot there. And then from then, it's kind of up to Nebraska. You know, you got an FCS game after that. Illinois, which is kind of 5-7, 6-6, 7-5-ish team, it looks like. But you get that at home. And then Purdue. I mean, it's not crazy to look at this and say, well, you know, if you play really well, you could be 6-0 after that or 5-0 after that. And at that point, you move into kind of October. The other thing I wrote about this week, Nebraska's middle four games. And that's where things get pretty interesting with some teams that are kind of tough to assess in some ways.
Vogues, hang on for us. We'll be back with you on the other side, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. We need to – can you send me that screenshot pick? Because I need to know where it has originated from. The okay. Screenshot of Vogel on the couch.
Yes, I can do that. Okay, there's a lot of screenshots you could be talking about there.
No, the screenshot of Vogue's, and I'm not, I mean, I have Dream Like a Champion, his book with John Cook, but I don't know if that was on the inside cover or not. We need to know the genesis of this photo. More with Brandon Vogel on the way.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
A few more minutes with us here. Brandon Vogel, CounterRead, CounterRead.com. Ron Brown to kick off hour two. Gary Barnett, his thoughts on Nebraska and the Buffs in hour two. Vogues, I want to get a reaction here to another five-star visit this weekend. I know you check in on recruiting quite often. David Sanders Jr. out of Charlotte, North Carolina, Providence Day School, the number one offensive tackle. He'd had his Super 6 tweeted out just not that long ago. That's Bama, that's Georgia, that's Ohio State, Clemson's Crystal Ball. And now Nebraska is not only in communication, they're getting an official visit. South Carolina and Tennessee rounding out that Super 6 Nebraska was not included on. What's your reaction here to the Big Red getting this monster at 6'7", 285? To town here tomorrow.
Yeah, big in other ways aside from just his stature. One, like, you know, quarterbacks are important. Getting offensive linemen like that is probably 1B, I think, in terms of recruiting, because, you know, hopefully you're going to be able to keep offensive linemen and develop them. it's going to be harder for them to come in and step in right away. It's probably going to happen at Colorado this year at tackle, and I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign for the Buffs. We'll see. But nothing replaces that kind of like size and talent. And then for Nebraska to come kind of out of nowhere, I think is a good sign as well, because, you know, as we've talked about on the show before, like, this is your time to strike in terms of recruiting. And now if Nebraska goes on and has a season that exceeds expectations, then this current recruiting cycle also becomes your time to strike. But this is kind of the one year two under new staff that you can lock in and say, okay, you should make some moves here, and something like this would definitely be one.
Brandon, how do you think Matt Rhule balances that nature of wanting to maximize what you have on the team right now while also taking care of matters that aren't going to be an issue until 3 or 4 years from now in the recruiting process, if you follow what I'm saying with that question?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's done a good job. I mean, I think we got a little peek of that with Dylan Raiola, you know, who stands out in terms of his recruiting rankings and Nebraska's history there of, like, you know, Matt Rhule comes across as, like, extremely, extremely fair to me in terms of his players and the guys on his roster right now. But it's also his job to go out there and do what they can to get the best players available. So I don't have a ton of worry about potential issues, you know, the things that we could kind of see down the road there. Because I do think he's pretty upfront and honest when these things arise.
Vogues, the picture, origin, the still photo of you on the couch, blazer, and I was repeating this earlier, you couldn't hear us, but you're on a couch, there's three pictures in the backdrop, it's earlier in your career. Was that the picture on the inside of your book with John Cook, Dream Like a Champion, or was that just a requested by other wonderful publishers? We need a PR photo, Mr. Vogel. Can you send us one? Tell me about that picture. And put the picture up if you can.
I can send you one, and I should, because that one's 15 years old.
Is it 15?
Maybe older than that.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't get a picture on the inside of To Dream Like a Champion because I haven't won national title. Okay. Fair enough. but it was a quote unquote author photo for a website I didn't work for. It was taken in Omaha. That's not my couch, that's not my house, so it was very beautiful and well appointed. That was maybe one of my earliest kind of promo photos that I had to use.
We need to collect headshots of all of our guests.
I've tried.
Have you? Well, I'm not knocking. Like, I'm saying, like, because Vogue's has this one we have. and there's one, JB, John Baylor, had a black and white when I first started working for him like 2 decades ago. It was when he was doing some stuff out in Hollywood. And it was really pretty classy. He had this dark turtleneck on. Mm-hmm. Dolman's got one, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. We'll pull it. There's Dolman's.
Yeah, look at that. Dolman's like, I'm going to give you an F.
Yeah, right? And poor Brandon sitting home. He cannot see what we're talking
about.
But, yeah, that one. The one that was really hard for me to find was a Jacob Padilla headshot.
Yeah.
I was searching for years until I finally got this
one. He's spinning the basketball index finger.
But Vogel, to get back to you, I will say, if that picture is 15 years old,
that's well done, sir.
You've aged like a fine wine, much like Stanley Tucci.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll take that all day and every day, and twice on Sundays.
So tell me about Counter Read. How do I subscribe, and what are you and Aaron Sorensen working on?
Yeah, just head on over to counterread.com. That's where you can read some of the stuff we were talking about today about Nebraska and that ranking from Joel Klatt and kind of remembrances of 2019. That's a free newsletter for anybody who wants to check that out. And then earlier this week, I wrote a little bit about the middle section of Nebraska's schedule. That's part of the series where I'm looking at all of Nebraska's opponents post-spring, which is fun for me, at least. I don't know if it's fun for anybody to read, but hopefully, and if it's fun for you to read, you can. We'd love to have you as a subscriber. You can subscribe for free. Check it out for a little bit, and we'd love to have you as a paid subscriber eventually. We earned your trust, and you're having a good time there. So that's the pitch, counterread.com.
Good enough. Brandon Vogel with his Vogues. We'll talk to you Saturday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you. There he is, Brandon Vogel with us from CounterRead, counterread.com. Hey, we got him on. Forgive my shortness.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I think you handled it well.
I did not. I wanted to throw this microphone at the screen.
Better than at me.
No, wasn't it you?
I'm glad.
The situation.
I'm glad.
We almost had a Bill O'Reilly moment.
I was going to say, well, we almost tested if this double pane glass here was a good investment or not. I do that to keep myself
safe.
Count
to three. One, two, three.
But I will say one more thing here as we're up against it. As we're talking about the headshots, got through Vogel's. Jacobs is hard to find. Mitch's is funny as we pull it up on the screen because Mitch looks like he wants to kill you. Mitch just looks so annoyed. I think Schmidt just had a water take in the background.
Oh, about came out the nose.
Klausburn was damn near impossible to find a cover of.
We just got to do the old mafia. Well, that's not Klausburn. Yeah, it's
who is Klausburn, really?
He's imaginary. He wears red.
That's the hard part of finding a cover for Klaus.
So just find your normal mall Santa. And I would go Billy Bob Thornton from Bad Santa. I swear I'd go with that, except the old copyright thing. We'll wind down hour one. We're about 15 minutes away from Ron Brown, Director of Player Support and Outreach for Nebraska, and, of course, longtime assistant. His thoughts on the spring and just the work that Nebraska has been doing in Omaha. That is to kick off hour two. And former Buff coach Gary Barnett. Hail Varsity continues, powered by Cornhead Lager.